Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Beis 302. And we are starting the mitzvahs relating to the Karban HaOmer. We had five mitzvahs related to the Chag of Pesach. So now we have a number of mitzvahs related to the Omer. First is the mitzvah of bringing the Karban HaOmer. That's today's mitzvah 302. Then we have three mitzvahs relating to the Isser of what I'm not allowed to do before I bring the Omer. The Isser of Chadash. That's Shin Gimel, Shin Dalet, and Shin Hei. Three Isserim related to Chadash. Then the mitzvah of Shin Vav is the next one involved, the fifth one, and that, of course, is the mitzvah of counting Sviras HaOmer. So it's really a unit of five mitzvahs now relating to the Omer. The mitzvah Asay of the Omer, three Los Asays relating to the Isra of Chadash, and the mitzvah Asay of Sviras HaOmer. After that, we get into the Karbanos of Shvuas as we continue. Says the Torah, Veidabar Hashem Moshe Limor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem. Tell Bnei Yisrael, Ki Savo El Aretz, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Ukitzartem Es Kitzira, and you will cut, you will harvest the grain, Vahavesem Es Omer, Reishes Kitzirachem Ala Kohen, you will bring the Omer, the first of the harvest, to the Kohen, Vahenifes HaOmer, Lefnei Hashem Lertzonchem, you will, or he will, the Kohen will be, Menif will wave the Omer in front of Hashem, Mimachras HaShabbos, Yinifenu HaKohen. Famous phrase, from the day after Shabbos, the Kohen will wave it. That's why the day of Karban HaOmer is called the Yom HaNeif in Mishnayos, in Sukkah, in Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaNeif. That's from this word, Yinifenu. Va'asisem b'yom HaNifcheh v'sa'omer. And also, along with bringing the Karban HaOmer, which we will see are barley stalks, one also has to bring a Karban. That goes with it. Keves tamim ben shnasola ola l'Hashem. You bring a keves as an ola. Umincha shnei esronim solas belula b'shemen, and the mincha is two esronim with solas ilash ishal Hashem reich lichach v'sko yayin reviyazin, meaning the nesachim, as we spoke about recently, the nesachim that goes with the ola. V'lechem v'kali v'chama lo sochlo ad etzam yam hazeh as arav yechem es karbana lo eichem. And the Torah tells us what we'll talk about b'ez Hashem in the coming days. The one is not allowed to eat from the new grains until you bring the Omer. Arav yechem es karbana lo eichem. This carbon that we're talking about today is Matir Chadash. Is Matir the new harvest? Anything that has taken root since last Pesach is Matir it after this is brought on the second day of Pesach. Chukas olam l'doro sechem b'chod moshvo sechem. This is a chok in all generations, in all your moshavos. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenakriv biyom sheni shel Pesach. Yeser ala musaf shoshar yimei Pesach. On the second day of Pesach, there's a carbon that is not brought on all the other days of Pesach. It is a special carbon. Keves ben shenoseh ola ola. Va'omer echad shel seorim. You have to bring a keves for an ola, a sheep for an ola, and a carbon of omer made out of barley. Only two carbonos, mincha, made out of barley. All other carbonos mincha are made out of wheat. Two carbonos mincha made out of barley is the carbon of a sota and the carbon of omer. Omer echad shel seorim hanikra omer atnufa. It's called the Omer Tzufa, Shene Emar, Ki Savo El Aretz, Vahavesim Es Omer, Reishes Kitzirchem Al HaKohen, you bring it, Vahenefes HaOmer, Mimachras HaShabbos, and then you wave the Omer as it says. V'targumo Mibasar Yom HaTava, as the Targum says, we'll get back to this a little later, Mimachras HaShabbos, as we know, means Mimachras, the first day of Pesach, meaning the second day of Pesach. Shehari v'Pesach Ayri b'Parsha Shalom Alamizeh, because the Pesach was just spoken about, so when we say Mimachras, what we were just talking about, we mean Mimachras, the first day of Pesach. The carbon says Shal Omer Nikra Minchas Bikurim. This carbon is also called Minchas Bikurim, which is spoken about in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Beis, when we speak about the carbonus mincha. The pasuk tells us, "V'im takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem aviv kalui ba'ish v'Hashem mechilta." Even though that says "im," that "im" is obligatory. Kol im v'im shabatorah reshus chutz bishlosha shem chova. Three "ims" are obligatory. This is one of them. The carbon of Omer is an obligatory carbon, not just a anedava. So what do we do? What is brought for this carbon mincha? We'll talk about the symbolism of it, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first, what exactly is brought for the carbon of Omer? The inyan mincha kein. So we mentioned the keves, but the flour is as follows: shalim yivin shlosha se'in se'orim, three se'ah of barley grains, and then we grind it up. And umotziin min hakol isaron echad shu menufe b'shlosha esrei nafa. And out of the three se'ah of se'orim, we take one isaron of very finely ground flour, and the rest of the three saw that you brought can be nifta and it's chulin, because al tanai zeh they collected it, right? Even though there's nothing wrong with it, al tanai zeh they collected it and now it's chulin. V'chayv b'chala, and that rest of it that goes out to whoever wants is chayv and chala, because it's just like chulin. Upatim and amaisrus. Fine. V'lochin zeho isaron shal solas ha-saorin, and I take this isaron of Saorin of barley flour, ubolalan osa belog shemen, and I mix it with a log of oil. It's a regular carbon mincha, or it's like a carbon mincha. I take some oil, I mix it with the flour. Vinosdin alav kometz lavona kishar menachas, and as applies to all other carbonous mincha, I take a kometz, a little pinch of frankincense, and I put it on top. Umeinifa kawein b'mizrach molech umevi malu morid, and I do tnufa to this carbon, umagisho keneged chudesh al keren maravis dromis kishar menaches, and then I bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, like other carbonous mincha, the kometz umaktu, then I take a kometz of it, and I burn that kometz, like other carbonous mincha, v'hashar nechal ha-kohanim kishar kol menaches, and the rest of the carbon ha-omer is eaten by the kohanim, like other carbonous mincha. The post can point out, the minchas chinuch notes this, that there's also salt. We paskin that every akar kabancha takriv melach, salt, that doesn't only apply to animals, but also akar mincha gets a little salt as well. The tznufa that's done, the Gemara already says in Masechet Sukkah that tznufa always tells us two different things. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin and Mabei says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there, it's not talking about the tznufa of the carbon omer, but it's talking about the tznufa of alulav, the dalaminim. Why do we do tznufa? But we do it the same way. Molechu mevi malu morid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, molechu mevi lemisha ha'ar barucho shelo. Rabbi Yochanan says, you shake it in all different directions, recognizing that God is in charge of all the directions. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, molechu mevi kedelatsa ruchos raos. Mala umorid kedelats are tlalim ra'im. So do we shake, do we wave in order, lamisha arba rucho shalo, or do we shake and wave to prevent and stop bad winds and bad dews, the chulu? Says Rav Soloveitchik in Rishimo Shiurim, Rabbi Rachman quotes this, that each, what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina? It's about the yesod of Kabbalah sal malchus shamayim. There are two aspects which we must always have. That is Romamus Habore and Shiflus Ha'adam, the godless of Hashem and the lowliness of man. Those are two focuses. And Bekriyashma Mudgesh is godless Habore. Kriyashma, the focus, says the Rav, is on God's being great. Ubitfila Mut Emes Shiflus Ha'adam Vitzluso Belokim. But during Shmona Esrei, it's more of the other focus, on the lowliness of man. And our Shana Yom Kippurim, we have both elements reflected. Melech Elyon and Piyutim like that focus on Romamus HaMelech, while Unasana Tokef and others focus on Shiflus HaAdam. So he says that's the machlokas here. What's the Iker Yesod of Tznufas Kadshim or Nanu Eluav? Nanu Elulav. Is it to be Madgish? Is it to emphasize the Romamus HaBore? Right, and that's what the first opinion was. Lamisha Abarucha Shalom. Or is it preventative, is focusing on Shiflus HaAdam, and that's what it means to stop bad winds or bad dews. Either way, that's symbolic of the avoda of tznufa that's done also here to our Karban HaOmer. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What are some of the roots and messages of this mitzvah? Kidei, Shenizbonei Mitoch HaMaisa, HaChesed HaGadol Sh'Osa Hashem Baruch Hu in Ber Yosef. The first point is that we realize what Hashem does for us. We take the first grain, just like Truma and Challah and Bikurim and even Arla and Netar Avai. Those are all about remembering Hashem is in charge. Hashem gives me everything, and therefore I want to give the first to him or to his servants or eat it in his house. Any of those. But the same thing says the Sefer Chinuch here. We take the first grain that grew and we bring it as a carbon to Hashem. It's only appropriate. So remember his chesed and his tuv before we get benefit. So once we, as he says elsewhere as well, whatever we want a bracha in, we do a mitzvah with. And therefore, once we do a mitzvah with this tefua, so hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a bracha in that tefua and let it sprout and prosper even more. And therefore, we're commanded to do this. And he notes, though, that why don't we do this on the first day of Pesach? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do it on the second day of Pesach? Why don't we just do this on the first? So interestingly, he says, the simcha of remembering Hashem's days that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and the simcha that Hashem always takes care of us, and everything comes from Him. You don't want to mix those up, and therefore this is the first day of Pesach, and this is the second day of Pesach. The Ber Yosef, we mentioned this actually in a Parsha Shir this week. The Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, notes, quoting the Schinach, but he says, why is it called the Karbana Omer? Omer is just a measurement. What's the significance of the word Omer? And there's even Midrashim that talk about our mitzvah, that say, the Midrash says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La'olam alti mitzvah ha'omer kala be'inecha. Let not the mitzvah of Omer be light in your eyes. Sha'al yidei mitzvah ha'omer, zocha Avraham lirash, as Eretz Kenaan. Through the mitzvah of Omer, Avraham Avinu was zocha to Yarsh in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish says, "Idei mitzvah of Omer, asa Kadosh Baruch Hu shalom beinish leishto." And it quotes other examples from such amazing things about the carbon of Omer. What's so special about this carbon? Number one, and why is it called Omer? Number two, and number three, why? The Chinuch gave one answer, but maybe there could be another answer related to why is it that this carbon is brought on the second day of Pesach. So, says this Ber Yosef, based on this Chinuch that we just said, what's the carbon about? It's about recognizing that Hashem gives me everything. This is a new grain. I'm going to give my new grain to Hashem. Related to that, but even more in depth, then another Medrash says, beautiful, Amar Brechi Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Emor Lahem LeYisrael, tell the Jews, Kishahayiti nosein lachem es haman, hayiti nosein omer lekol echad ve'echad. You have the word omer somewhere else in the Torah. And that's by the man. Omer lagolgoles. Says the Ber Yosef, according to the Medrash, Hashem says, I gave you the omer for a long time. Now it's time for you to give me the omer. The carbon that we're talking about today is supposed to be a hemshech of the man. The man was automatic and Hashem gave it to us when we lived a miraculous existence in the desert. Now that we are going into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says, time to live a natural existence, but you must remember that it all comes from me anyway, just behind the scenes. So that is why the R Omer, Hashem says, I gave you plenty of Omer. Now you give me an Omer. And you recognize that it all comes from Hashem by giving it to me. And that's why he says beautifully, it starts on the second day of Pesach. Because that's exactly when the man ran out. They ran out of man. The man stopped falling on Zion Adar. It lasted for another 5 weeks as they got ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. They went into Eretz Yisrael. And that's it. Then it ran out. So that's why the Omer is a Hemshech. It's called the Omer. It's all that message. There, Yosef right here. Again, he has a lot more. But feel free to look at it. So, number one idea behind this mitzvah, Misharshi mitzvah, so that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, and the Ber Yosef expanding, connecting it to the Omer of the Mon. If you look at the Ksav HaKabbalah, he has a different connection. Why the word Omer? Ber Yosef says, Omer, Omer. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, there's a verb used somewhere else in the Torah. V'his Amer Bo U'macharo. Somebody kidnaps a person, v'his amerbo, and you use him as a servant, v'his amerbo. His amer means use him as a servant. Omer is about conditioning ourselves during these days of svira to be omer, to be his amer, to become a servant of God. That's v'his amer is connected to that omer. Hineal kavanas ha'shtapsus l'mitzvosav. Kara mincha zu b'shem omer. Shekala bo gamkin lachan eshtabdus. Min v'his amer bo macharo. Shepirishin yitash v'sho avoda. Sh'anu modim b'omer tenufa because we're modim to Hashem. Sh'atzlachas hazmanios. The temporary successes. Einam l'tachlis atzmusan. Whenever we get something in life, it's not a tachlis in and of itself. Kiim lihiyosan emtsa'im hamivim el tachlis ha'amiti. But it's all to be used to the ultimate tachlis of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he continued to the beautiful Lashon. That's why we emphasize Sviras HaOmer. We don't even say Svira la Kabbalah Satorah. We call it Sviras HaOmer, and that's what we even say the Chazal Mesakin the Bracha. We'll talk about this when we get up to the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, but says the Ksava Kabbalah, because we're focusing on Omer, we're focusing on the His Amerbo, Umecharo, work on ourselves to be servants of God in all different ways. As a minog, ancient minog of studying Perakinyan Torah and Pirkei Avos during this time of year, 48 Dvarim. Memchas Dvarim She Torah Nikneis Bahem. There's a minhag to do one a day, and the last day you chazer them all. So it's the 49 days, the list at the end of Pirkei Avos. But that's all about becoming an Eved Hashem. And that is, says the Ksava Kabbalah, where the word Omer fits in. So we have the Ber Yosef, expanding on the Chinuch, and we have the Ksava Kabbalah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Chinuch. We didn't have a mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? So we already went through the ceremony, what exactly happens, and what do they actually burn? Mashamar Zakhranu Avracha. The Gemara says in Menachas, Shem Mitzvah So Shalom Alaviyam and Asarim Lo Menachitim. First of all, this carbon is only brought from barley, not from wheat, spelt, rye, or oats, not from any of the others. There's a lot of symbolism in that. Many of the Bali Musar point out, as I mentioned before, this is one of the only two karbanas that come from barley. Why does this one come from barley? So Chazal already pick up on the sota carbon coming from Seorim. Seorim is known as Machal Behema. So Chazal say, Rashi quotes it in Naso, he asta Maisa Behema. So her karban is Machal Behema. The Bali Musar, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Siman Tav Pei Tes, say a similar idea when it comes to Sviras HaOmer. Why do we bring barley? Because after we got out of Mitzrayim, yes, we were free, but we were basically animals. We didn't have rules. We didn't have the Torah. We didn't have Hachana. So that's why we have to bring a carbon of Machal Behema. And then build up until Shavuos, when we bring the other carbon, the other special carbon, the Shtei HaLechem. So that is from wheat. That's from Chitim, and that is already Machal Adam. So we go from Machal Behema to Machal Adam because we start off being like animals. He says, "Ukishakiblu haTorah havidemus Adam," and that's why lachin karbanim menachitim machal Adam. V'lachin tzifta Torah l'mnos la'karban aval ikra kavana hu l'matan Torah. V'lachin haMitzvah gam bezman hazeh. That he uses this to explain that how the Rambam could even say, we'll discuss this again in a couple of days, how the Rambam could say that there's a mitzvah daraisa to count Sviras HaOmer today. Well, we shouldn't hold this Rabbanah because we don't have a carbon of Omer. The Aruch HaShulchan says, but the message still exists. And that is, the message of going from the level of animals to the level of people, and the Rambam could assume that that is enough for the mitzvah daraisa. It's all about a process. It's all about uplifting ourselves. Continuing. So it comes from Seor and barley. Uminakarav Yerushalayim should be gatchila, and however close you can get to Yerushalayim and find fine barley to bring, that's what you bring. Well, Bikar Akarov, if you can't find anything so close, the Vino so, then you bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And it says, V'chalayara, skipping a couple of lines, V'chalayara, Samuchos, L'shem Iskansos, when the ceremony of cutting the Omer was done, all the cities gather around. Kadeshi Niksa Be'esek Gadol. The Mishnayos and Menachos describe, we make a lot of pomp and circumstance by the cutting of the Omer, almost more than any other carbon or ceremony. The question is why? Why do we make such a ceremony? And the Chinuch continues to quote the Mishnayos in Menachos, when it's time, the one who's about to harvest says, should I cut? Yes. Should I cut? Yes. Should I cut? Yes. Three times. Yes, and he says, with this cutter, it's a lot of publicity. Why so much publicity? Says the Chinuch, simple. Why skipping a couple of lies? Because of those heretics, because of those of the tztukim that misinterpreted when this carbon should be cut and when it's brought. As we know, the famous Mimacharas HaShabbos, Sheyatzu Mechal Yisrael, these tztukim that are not Jews, they went away from the Jewish people, but by Yesheni, they said Mimacharas HaShabbos means Sunday. Shavuos is always on a Sunday. So we know that's not true. We know it's Mimacharas HaShabbos, but that means always the day after the first day of Pesach. The Yasa Pratam is Barn. But that's why we do a whole big ceremony, because we want to show them we're doing it today. It just so happens that this year Shavuos is on a Sunday, but it doesn't have to fall that way. But that is the Sefer HaChinuch. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Rishonim don't really have... it starts in the Rishonim, but the Achronim give a lot of drush about it. If the Torah meant the first day of Pesach, so why didn't it say it? Why did it leave room for so much mistake of Mimacharas HaShabbos? So the Ramban already picks up on it. The Ramban on the Pasuk says, quoting Rashi, that Rashi quotes that Miyachad LeShabbos means the first day of Pesach, and the Ramban says that because if it meant Sunday, what? So then Shavuos is going to be on a different day every single year. Shavuos needs a calendaric day. Shavuos needs to be right after the second day of Pesach. And he does. He says, you have to say that it is only because that Chazal, you know, knew it was kind of obvious. Okay. The other Achronim, Achronim, I should say, Ramban's a Rishon, Achronim have other ideas as well. We mentioned a couple of days ago, the Meshech Chachma, who says that maybe it says Shabbos because that first Shabbos had a Bechina of, had that first Pesach had a Bechina of Shabbos. Why? They weren't allowed out of their homes. They weren't allowed to intermingle, like Yontif usually symbolizes intermingling and social and cooking and no Hotzah. That first Pesach, they were huddled over in their homes. So that first Pesach was a Bechina of Shabbos, and that's why it says, Mimachres HaShabbos. There are other, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has another idea here, but either way, there's a interesting Ha'ara that I once saw, and that is, maybe that's another reason, out of the 50 reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Because we want to emphasize that this is Shabbos HaGadol, and there's going to be a smaller Shabbos coming up this week, the first day of Pesach. Shabbat HaGadol, this is Shabbos that's Kfir V'Kaima. Mimachres HaShabbos that's coming up. No, that's Yontif. That's the small Shabbos. That's really Yontif. That's not the real Shabbos. This is the real Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before. Okay, good. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. V'noheges b'zman ha'zbayis b'scharim, this applies to men. V'afilu Yisraelim. Obviously, the avoda of the mincha is done by male kohanim, but even Yisraelim are involved. They can be involved in the whole getting everything together and the procession. The minchas chinuch notes in Ozdalet, the chinuch doesn't really talk about this, there is an iser as well. Not only, we're going to get to the next three mitzvahs, to eat any of the new grain before you bring this karban, but there's even iser to harvest. In Osva, Dalid, Ubechal mitzvah zu, yeshod lava ba mechal asei. There's a lava ba mechal asei, dainu asr liksar. Echon mechameshas amin, in Be'eret Yisrael, kodem, kisir asa omer. There's an iser, lava ba mechal asei, and that, of course, would apply to Yisraelim too. The Chinuch doesn't mention that. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch is mosif, that, of course, Yisraelim would be involved in the iser of kitzira. But he, the Sefer HaChinuch says, maybe even in the process, making sure it's getting done, they also are chayiv in it. Ava mikom makom, ikar hachiyev hu akrava, vatnufa, vagash, vakmis, vaktara. But obviously the ikar chiyev is the actual bringing of the carbon mincha, and the waving it, and the bringing it close to the mizbeach, and that all is only done by kohanim. The kol zeh b'kohanim, mikom makom, kiva sheish b'chelak l'chol Yisrael. But since every Jew has a chelak, I consider this in the cheshbon mitzvahs that are mutal al kol b'nei Yisrael. I don't think this is a kohen mitzvah. I think this is a all Jew mitzvah. Okay, well, we did not get to discuss today, but we're going to discuss next time, and that is the lumdus. Oh, we have three mitzvahs about chadash. We could get into this as well. The lumdus of the Mishnas Yavetz. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, Rabbi Yaakov Zhalti, Rabbi Yaakov Bitzalel Zhalti, Mishnas Yavetz, who discusses whether the Karban HaOmer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, how much is it a Karban of Pesach? Or is it a Karban, which happens to be brought on Pesach, but it's not really connected to Pesach itself? So, Be'ez Hashem, that's a discussion that we'll have to have over the next couple of days as we get into the Isser of Chadash as well. Probably talk about Chadash first, and then maybe in one of the next mitzvahs, we'll get back to this discussion over Zhalti. Okay? We'll stop here.